You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We've learned that General Motors will cut the second shift at its Detroit Hamtramck assembly plant next March. Roughly 1,200 workers will be affected. This comes on the heels of GM's announcement that five of its U.S. assembly plants, including Detroit Hamtramck and Lansing Grand River, will shut down for anywhere from 1 to 3 weeks in January, and that temporarily idles over 10,000 workers. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is here with us. Daniel, you say Detroit's automakers may be in danger of becoming victims of their own success. How so?
Well, people are snatching up their trucks and SUVs like there's no tomorrow. I mean, we're operating in an environment right now that is running at record pace, roughly about 17 million units. I think they expect to close the year. And a lot of people believe that next year's going to be just as strong. Where it's not going to be strong is in the car business. So where you have, and what General Motors is doing is clearly making a move on the car side of the business and saying, hey, we've got enough inventory out here. We're not going to keep building these products because if we do that, we're going to have to put a lot of money on the hood to incentivize these products, and we're not going to do that. Mm-hmm. So what you're seeing here, I think, is both the discipline of General Motors management and also the disciplining effect of the market. There's no question that low gas prices are driving demand for trucks and SUVs. But the other thing that's happening is that SUVs are not just Suburbans and Expeditions anymore and Explorers. They're Escapes and they're smaller products that are coming out from the major manufacturers, essentially in some cases compact and even subcompact SUVs because people want the utility. And they're also getting some much better fuel economy at the smaller sizes. And you put the whole thing together, I think the market is clearly turning away from cars.
So here we have Americans seeing the gas prices sliding down, although it did bump up a little bit in the past couple of weeks.
Right.
But we remember now how Americans are saying, oh, boy, we do love SUVs, no matter what the size. And we love our pickups. Not so much those energy-conscious little hybrid EVs that the Obama administration has been trying to push us all towards.
Yes, those pesky consumers. They're not buying, they're not buying what Washington tells them to buy. Look, I think you're seeing in the industry, people are making bets that this is a long-term trend. One of the biggest impacts on the global energy markets has been the entrance in a big way of American energy production. And that's had a major impact on supply and therefore on price. And I don't think people think that this is something that's going to end next month or next year. One of the pushes you're already seeing from the automakers is going to the Trump people and saying, look, we need to consider softening some of the tough fuel economy regulations that were established by the Obama administration, and frankly, were pushed through at a time when Detroit, particularly, was not in a position to argue, and they were essentially taken advantage of, and they got what they wanted, and have been pushed and pushed to hit these numbers. Now you have a situation where, with car sales flagging, it's going to make it even harder to hit those numbers. You said at the top about what's happening in Detroit Hamtramck. I would point out to people that that's where the Chevrolet Volt comes from, which is a extended range hybrid vehicle. It's not selling, nor are some of the other cars selling in the ways in which they had hoped. The sale of smaller cars is what helps a manufacturer achieve tougher and tougher and tougher federal fuel economy regulations. And if you're not selling those cars, it's going to be harder and harder for you to get to those numbers. It's the tension between intention of regulators and intention of consumers in the marketplace, and they're opposing forces right now.
And as you point out in your column today in the Detroit News, the Obama administration has just doubled down on that tough 54.5 mile per gallon by 2025 standard.
Yeah, I happen to have been with the CEO of one of the companies the night that happened, and I asked this person about it, and I said, what do you think? And they just looked at me and kind of just said, very disappointing. But I think that was being diplomatic. Mm. There was a lot of outrage on the part of the industry because they have seen this phenomenon that we're talking about shaping up for some period of time. I mean, that's what they're paid to do. And they've seen it coming, and then you lay on top of it a Trump win, and they I think, believe that the regulatory environment is going to change somehow in Washington and probably in more in favor of business than in favor of the regulatory regimes that have been prosecuted for the last 8 years. And that's why they're so frustrated, because this looked like an attempt, and I think it clearly was, by the Obama administration to say, okay, we're going to cement this thing and we're going to put it in a situation that's going to be very difficult for you to change it.
I just have to say, though, what about consumer amnesia? Because does anyone expect these fuel prices to stay low? I mean, one big bounce in oil prices, and people are going to be weeping the blues as they fill up their SUVs and pickups at the gas pump.
Well, that's true. And I think some people, I don't think everybody buys a vehicle based upon fuel economy. You're right. That could be possible. But remember, what's really changed in all of this is American energy production. And the Americans have become one of the largest energy producers in the world. And I think the expectation is that that's probably going to continue. So a lot of people in industry and in the auto industry and people who watch the auto industry believe that the environment we're in, it's more likely to stay closer to $2 and $2.50 than it is to get it $4 and $4.50. I think that's the expectation for the mid, or certainly the near and midterm. Now, long term is a different issue. And as you know, we've been talking a lot this year about mobility. And what's happening at the same time that all this is going on is everybody is focused on mobility, which means electric drive, which means autonomous vehicles, self-driving. That's a whole nother realm. But that is not what accounts for all of the revenue and profit in these companies right now. Mobility is sucking down a lot of investment, forward investment, but it's not delivering dollars to the top line or the bottom line. And what does that is the sale of pickup trucks, SUVs, crossovers, and to a lesser extent, cars.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.